Hey guys, welcome back to the Carla Code. I hope everyone is having a nice Monday today, and I hope you guys had a nice weekend. I'm currently in Germany in a small town. I'm here with a friend of mine, Celine, and her family on the countryside. It's been quite healing. I was sick again for about 10 days, and it was really rough. I mean, this is, I think, one of the rougher ones that I've had. As far as how terrible I felt, I wanted to die in moments. That's how bad I felt. I'm not sure if it was COVID. I mean, I took several tests at home, but I didn't go in to actually have a PCR test taken. And I've had a lot of friends who told me that they did several tests like that at home, and that the tests were just coming up negative every time until they actually went in and did one. I've had several tests done also in Mexico City, and they in person and PCR, and they all kept coming up negative. I'm not sure what is going on, but I'm going to start on an extreme healing journey. Well, I started already to getting my body back to how it was health-wise, because I've been getting sick very, very often, and it's taking an extreme toll on obviously my health, but also mental health. This has not been fun. So within the next few weeks, I'm actually going to be going to El Paso and staying there a while. In preparation of doing so, I always talk to several friends, some people in El Paso. I don't talk to too many people, but the friends that I have, I've had for many years. And you know, something has been weighing on me lately that I'm quite frankly really pissed off about right now. And I can't say, you know, I don't know what's going on, like, I didn't know this happened, blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, we know these things happen, and it just keeps coming closer and closer to home, like to people that I know and love. And I'm just really fucking pissed. I have several friends that are not doing well as far as the men in their life go. And it's not just having, you know, dumb relationship issues. It's like full blown out, like domestic abuse. And I mean, I've never been through any type of domestic abuse. I think I could have gotten in that predicament in the last relationship. I mean, I feel like I've gone through situations where there's been, you know, a lot of narcissism and kind of mental control, but I mean, the things that that these friends of mine are describing to me are fucking horrible. And I'm really confused, you know, in so many different ways. I can't ever say, like, you know, oh, these girls, they can just get out of it and they can just get out of this predicament and whatever. And it's not that easy. I feel that the women that are in these situations, they also have children. And it, I mean, Jesus, it's not even just like, it's a lot. There's almost like four people that I know that are going through some really fucked up shit right now. And I just don't understand, like, how are these men getting away with these things? Like, how are they getting away with all of this shit? And then You know, I have some of them that like don't even tell me anything anymore because they think that I get tired, or I think it's just in general, right? You stop kind of telling people because people keep telling you like, leave, leave, leave. You don't leave. So then people are finally kind of like, dude, like if you're not going to do anything about it, then just like stop talking about it. And that's exactly what they do. They stop talking about it. But then you know what ends up happening? They'll end up getting like almost killed or dying. Like, what the fuck is going on? I feel like, I mean, it goes without saying, you know, there's, especially in Texas, right? Right now, there's a war against women. Right now, with everything happening in Iran, there's finally a revelation, you know, going on. Women fucking standing up for themselves. And it's getting to the point where it's like they don't even care if they die as long as the greater cause happens. But I was talking to a friend earlier, and I'm literally wanting to like throw up because of the things that this dude is doing to her, and the things that he's able to get away with. And what I found and what my friend told me is like, she's like, dude, it's almost as if like being a mother makes you weak. And I'm like, no, being a mother does not make you weak. Being a mother makes you become selfless. You know, you become a bad bitch who will do anything to protect your child. And these guys know this, and they know they know a woman's feelings toward their kin and towards their kids. And like, they take full advantage of it. The bad guys, the ones that I'm talking about. And it's insane. It's like these girls don't even have anybody to go to. You can't even go report somebody because then they'll use it against you later on in court, and they'll take away your child. And it's like, I'm speechless, to be honest with you. And it's insane. It's like almost also like a thing that they can't talk to anybody. You know, they can't talk to anybody because they're threatened up to their eyeballs by these guys. Some of them, which are very empty threats, you can tell, you know, but it's just making their life harder and harder all the time. It's just like another one of those things that people are also too scared to talk about, because what will people say, you know? It's insane. Like the friend I was just talking to today, telling me about this insane piece of shit person. And like, I'm even telling her, you know, hey, want me to use my social media? Like, I have enough people following me from that city. Like, just tell me. And it's one of those things. It's like, no, like, I can't. They'll do this. They'll do that. They'll do this. I need to delete our messages because he's going to take away my phone. Like, who the fuck do these guys think that they are, taking away someone's phone? Like, they're not even married. What is this? Like, even if they were married, that's still not an excuse. But it's like, who do these people think that they are to all of a sudden think that somebody's like their property? I don't know what to do. And I know people say like, oh, she can, you know, maybe go to the crisis center, this and that. But once again, with things going on, it's like, oh no, they'll take away her kid. Oh, they'll take away her kid. It just always turns into that, oh, they're going to take away her kid. So it's like women all around the world have since the beginning of time, and they continue to do so. They put up with so much just so that they can protect their child. I sometimes thank God, and I feel very grateful in different ways that I don't have children, because, I mean, Yeah, I'm really at a loss of words. I just wanted to kind of get this out. I mean, I have another friend almost took their life because of all of this shit going down with the person who's supposed to be protecting them in life, right? Their husband. That's what husbands are supposed to be doing, I guess. Partners. That's what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be your partner. They're not supposed to be your enemy. I have other friends who can't even be seen out with, like, the person that they're with now because the ex will go crazy and is putting recording devices more than likely in their house or hiding them wherever they can. Like, who are these pathetic, pathetic men? They're disgusting. Like, there's literally, like, a special place in hell for these type of people. They're not even called people. They're things. These men are things. I literally cannot even put myself in the place of these girls or even really tell them what to do. I mean, all my advice is like something that I would think is simple in my point of view, right? Like, just leave. Just do this and that. No, like, these guys are psychopaths. Like, they're coming to their houses. They're beating them up. They're threatening them constantly. And it's very difficult as someone who loves these friends that I can't do anything for them. There's nothing to be done. It's very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. I had posted the other day, you know, this, I guess it's the feminists of New York, and they're going around New York posting stories on walls and, you know, talking about statistics. And the one that I posted the other day basically is saying, you know, three women are murdered every day in the U.S. by a current or former partner. 93% of women murder victims are killed by a man they know. 93%. Every 8 hours in the U.S., a woman is murdered by her partner. Another one that just says, you know, she leaves him, he kills her. Literally. Literally. What's happening? Percent of fatal domestic violence happens when women try to leave the relationship. Like, I have a friend right now, and that's what she's going through right now. You know, she's trying to, like, leave the situation, but the dude keeps coming back. Like, I don't hear her from her for a few days. You know, you think everything's okay, and then they come back with even worse news. Like, oh, he did this to me. Oh, he did that to me. He's threatening me with this, threatening me with that. And I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I feel very helpless in this moment, especially in, like, moments like this where, you know, with the power of social media and any of the platforms that all my platforms that I have a big enough audience to where this could get a lot of attention, you know? But the women won't say anything because they can't, because either their dudes are powerful in a monetary sense, or they just have a lot of dirt on them, you know, that would technically not look good in a court case. And potentially children can be taken away, and it's insane. I would actually like to talk to some of you if you would like to come on the podcast so that you guys can share your stories and share how you've gotten out of situations, or even just talk about what you're currently going through. I'm not sure if I'm so much as, it's not because I'm a super headstrong person. I think I've just gotten very lucky that I've put up very quick boundaries on guys in the past. Not to say I've never gotten like sucked into things or into narcissism and whatnot, because I have. It's, you know, when people know what they're doing, they know how to get the perfect victim and they know how to end up manipulating you in whatever ways that they want. But I don't know. I guess I've just gotten lucky, to be honest with you. Anyone who hasn't gone through domestic violence, I think, has gotten lucky. And that's like a really bold statement, I think, to say, because it should never happen in the first place. But damn, it's just, it's crazy. I remember a few years back when like friends would tell me the things that they were going through. At the time, you think, oh, it's just a phase. It's going to like, you know, like she's going to end up like leaving him and everything's going to get better. And then with some people, you just keep seeing that it's not getting better and it just keeps getting worse all the time. And their mental health continues to decline as the years go by. And it's just like, what's next? You know, like, are they going to end up killing them? Are they going to end up, you know, are my friends going to end up, you know, killing themselves because of how miserable they are? It's like, when does this ever get better? And I think it goes, I know this is a little bit off topic, but it kind of goes for, you know, alcoholism and drug addiction. I remember when we were in high school. Yeah, it's all great back then, right? When everybody's taking shots and everybody's drinking. Next thing you know, people are full-blown alcoholics and, you know, they're in jail or their lives are just not going the way I'm pretty sure they pictured it was going to be. Smoking, you know, oh yeah, in high school, you know, you smoke like 2-3 cigarettes a day, this and that. Next thing you know, you are smoking a full pack and then, you know, many years down the line, hey, you have lung cancer. Drug addictions, it's like, yeah, let's take a pill to party here, pill to party there. And then next thing you know, you just literally are full on addicted. It's really crazy the way things like creep up on you in life. And I think it's the same with domestic violence. It's like, oh yeah, first she makes a little comment here, then a little comment there, then he, you know, hold your arm too tight, slaps you a little bit. Like, these things have a way of creeping up on you. And anyone is susceptible to any of the things I just mentioned. So I would also, on that note, please encourage people to listen. You know, when people are asking for help and when they're showing that they're not content in their circumstances and, you know, listen. I know it gets frustrating because sometimes you hear people say the same thing over and over, like they're going to leave them and they're going to stop doing this and blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't happen. But you're so part of their journey, you don't even know. It may get annoying after a while to have to be telling them, like, come on, dude, like, leave them, leave them, leave them. Them never listen. But it's just always be there. Always be there, always listen. Because you never know if like any small thing that you say finally does click or finally does help them. And I know we're all going through our own things in life. You know, everybody's life looks very perfect on social media and the shit we portray too. Like some of my friends, I mean, some of the ones that are going through this right now, all they're posting is nothing but pictures of them smiling and telling people they should be happy and life is good, that, you know, this and that. And I'm just like, fuck, man, can you imagine if people were posting for real how they felt on social media all day long? Can you imagine if they were actually like sharing what they're going through? I don't know. I'm not going to take too much of your time with this podcast in particular. I just felt like I needed to say something. And like I said, if anybody wants to come on here and talk to me and share a story, anything like that, I would love to. I'm just like, at this moment, right now in time, I'm very happy that I'm so single in the sense too that I'm not attached emotionally at all to anybody. And for a while there, I felt it was very lonely to be like this. But in all reality, the mental peace that I have right now from that in particular is I'm thankful. I'm thankful that right now, I honestly, the only thing I have to worry about is me. I don't have to worry about some idiot coming over to my house and trying to beat me up or trying to take away my kid. Like, I am already so angry for my friends, and I don't even know what to do or say. Like, I can't even imagine. Well, that's all I have to say for today. I hope you guys have a nice week. I'm sorry that I'm starting off Monday with such a downer, I guess, but it's just one of those things, dude. This is fucking life. Like, this is our life. Life is like this. Like, not everything is like cheerful. Not everything is like super positive. Everybody's going through something. And that's something else I would like for everyone to please remember. Please be kind to people and be considerate and be understanding. Because we're all going through something. We are all going through something, no matter how much people try to hide it. Always be kind. Have a great rest of your week, everyone.